All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Drunk Worst Equals Sober Thoughts podcast.
The one and only.
Hey, buddy. Hey, okay. What's up, everybody? How everybody doing out here?
What's good? What's good?
Everybody here?
Yeah.
Check in.
Physically.
We actually in the building today. Last time we went virtual, now we in the building, right?
Yes, sir.
We still kind of COVID, you know, doing the COVID protocols going on here. Right,
no. 6 feet apart.
Yeah, something like that. In some way, we all like 6 feet away from each other. Right?
Yeah.
You six feet away from somebody, right?
Somebody.
Maybe not the person next to you.
But right. Just across the room, maybe.
But yeah, we still here. But I'm glad to see everybody. You know, it's good to kind of get everybody in the room so we can see some faces. You know, had more physical
camaraderie and whatnot.
Yeah, camaraderie. I don't know where he was going with physical. No, I knew he was going with that.
Oh, y'all don't want to get physical in here?
Pause. No, thanks. That's gonna be a pause.
Okay,
I'm good, chief.
I was just trying to see. I was trying to read the room. Trying to see where we at.
Nope.
Look, read aloud, nigga.
My bad. See, I got a little thing. I missed everybody in here. But one thing I want to talk about with COVID, just before we go on to, is that I just realized that with this whole COVID thing, I'm becoming bored. Mm-hmm. Very bored.
Just now happening?
Well, so this is the thing, right? I was thinking about it, right? And I was thinking, like, you know, I can't wait till COVID over so I can do shit, blah, 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 blah. But I was like, before COVID, I didn't do shit.
Yeah.
But now that I can't do shit.
Now you want to do it.
Yeah. It's becoming a thing. Did anybody got, like, a guilty, like, pleasure of COVID? Because I found out that I got this whole thing about this retail therapy thing that went completely wrong like 2 days ago. I probably spent like $200. I bought two coats of the same color.
Yeah, you bothered for that. No, I have been. I've been buying unnecessary shit off of Amazon.
They should close down Amazon.
They
cleaning up off our dumb ass.
Right. Listen,
like,
I didn't bought
shit else to do.
Right. I bought shit that don't even matter
in the world. Mm-hmm. During COVID. Right.
Right.
Amazon.
Yeah. Like, I bought. Actually, they were kind of necessity. You know, the little joints you put in your shoes to keep them. It's like, so they don't crease and all
y'all
of that.
Socks no more.
No, yeah, but just, I put them in all my shoes now to make sure they don't crease.
I'm saying, but bought you a pack use of those.
Yeah, you can use socks. Yeah. The socks you gonna wear the next day? Just stuff them bitches up in it.
Shoehorns? No, it's not shoehorns. It's
like
I forgot what they
like
call
a
it.
Crease protector.
Yeah,
or something?
Crease. Yeah, you put them joints in there. Make sure your dress shoes and stuff like that.
You can't justify that purchase.
No, I can't. I'm thinking about how I bought the bags.
You working hard as shit to crease up some dress shoes.
You gotta keep them ready. Yo, you gotta keep them ready all the time.
He walking the shit out that.
You gotta keep them ready. I bought the little bags that you put your shoes in. You can put them in the washing machine. I don't know why I bought them.
See,
I bought
them. How many times you washed them shoes?
I washed a pair of Air Max once. They came out pretty decent, so I figured I'd do it again.
Okay.
And I bought the ice cube trays. They was like $9 for two fucking trays. just random shit like that, you know. That's why I need to go back to work.
Yeah, it's getting bad out here, man. I actually bought a ice bucket. Don't ask me why.
What?
Like, yeah, nobody have a party and have bottles.
Which, you know, if you're having a party and you just come down with an ice bucket, you kind of fancy.
Oh,
when
God.
I seen it.
Next
you're like,
going to have the bottle girls and whatnot.
They sold them just on Amazon shit.
Right, might as well.
Come in 2 days.
I did buy one bottle opener. Did buy one, the little fancy one you put on top and it's
like the
it got a light on it.
I bought one of those.
So y'all about to team up for this bottle girl situation.
Hey, look, you know, we used to throw hell of a parties back in the day.
Yeah,
so
we definitely would just talk about a good one. So
yeah, we throw parties now.
Reminiscing. Mm-hmm. But you know how we start this show. You know, we start the show by introducing everybody in the room, right? Mm-hmm. And I am your humble host, brother man from the fifth floor. All right, no AKAs today. So next up, we got More About Nathan, AKA
the Nate Gatsby,
AKA
World Domin Nathan,
AKA
Ranch.
Oh,
cause he be dressing.
Cause I be dressing
now. Come on, dog, get alley.
That's funny as shit. That was good.
I like that.
Let's see who you got. Somebody some competition. You got Average Jimmy, AKA
Take Me to the King,
AKA
This is unusual,
AKA
Niecy.
Why?
Because my knees still fucked up.
God damn. Next up, we got a special guest up in here. You know, before he rolls out and beat a college kid. We got College Kid, a.k.a.
The Wave.
A.k.a.
T-Freaky.
AKA
TM the Juice Man.
Oh, the Juice Man.
TM juice Man. You got all the juice. You got all the juice.
Okay, okay. And then, you know, last but not least, we got the fan favorite, Mr. Chronicles himself. We got Grown Mans, AKA
the Overweight Lover,
AKA
Big Daddy,
AKA
the Husky Hunk.
Oh, he brought it out. Back. He brought it out.
I feel myself. I ain't get a haircut this week, but I'm still feeling myself.
Hey, okay, okay. Well, welcome, everybody. You know, last time we didn't take a shot, even virtually, anything like that.
Because y'all was talking about my hot toddy.
Y'all was too busy
talking about my choice of beverage.
Because when he's home, he's 74.
Absolutely.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a hot toddy, though.
Right, man was all wrapped up in his blanket and
I
shit.
I was doing bad. Yeah, I told him, I said, my voice might not even work today.
You've been doing bad lately, bro. Like, it's been a couple weeks now. Right. I don't know if there's this little home life for you right now. I'm worried about you, bro. You good? We played Madden the other day. I couldn't even understand what he was saying. I said, what's going on?
My voice was just... Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Damn. It just was like, I'm tired.
Damn, I mean,
you talk too much.
That's what your body was.
That's
telling
what my body's muscle is.
Shut
you
the
know?
Fuck up.
I was nervous because I was in. Of course, everybody thinks everything's COVID. So even though I had my results, I was in therapy and I was nervous. I never talk in therapy, but they kept talking to me. They asked me about movies and shit, and I'm trying to talk. So I'm trying like the. If I talk low, it was good. If I like how I'm talking now,
you just hitting on him or something.
No, I was like, I was just like, you know, I see. Like, what you saying? I was like, I see that. My voice started going out and shit. I was like, I kept trying like clearing my throat. They was looking. I was like, these motherfuckers gonna kick me out of therapy, thinking I'm sick and shit. Whole time just so I was like, yeah, I say I lost my voice watching that game last week.
That's what he said to me, and I'm like, the Bama game, and I'm just like, didn't they like bust their ass?
What happened? What game were you referencing, sir?
I was yelling at the Titans game, but it was like a delayed effect. Like my voice was left like Tuesday. It was like, yeah, we good.
That's what happens when you get old. Cause like, man, when I work out, I don't get sore the next day.
Oh, it's the day after. Yeah, it's never like since I hit 30, it's never the next day right. or even the same day. It's like 2-3 days later, you'd be like, like shit, what the fuck happened? Like,
what you did,
yeah, like, right. Like why the fuck my leg
don't
hurt?
Don't sleep wrong. Don't sleep on nigga. Yo, you'd be fucked up for days on right. one days.
Oh, that nigga sleeping wrong.
Especially if you, your whole body. Yes. Look something.
Oh my god.
Where could your neck be all stiff and shit? Be like, nah, I ain't do nothing though.
Yeah.
So, Average Jim, you got shades on. Can you explain? Mm. Why you have shades on right now?
They nice shades though. Like I told you earlier,
appreciate it. The light hurt. everything hurts. The sunlight, the TV light, the light. I'm just sensitive right now. Mm-hmm. I was out thinking I was 21 again, drinking till 5 a.m.
Oh my god! I mean, you gotta understand there's consequences and repercussions that come with that.
Yep,
I'm still. Repercussion this one. I make this shit up. I feel it. I just hope I can tolerate this head liquor today. I don't know. One or two things gonna happen. It's either gonna work or it ain't. So hopefully I just bounce right back with it. If y'all see me come about these glasses, you know.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I'm back.
Glad that you're here, man. I'm glad you made it.
I'm physically here.
Anybody else had anything come up this week? Anything good? No? We all boring again, right?
Yeah. Just, I mean, it's COVID, like you said.
Yo, y'all so boring. Let's get into some drunk topics, bro, because it's getting bad. I know you guys are not NBA fans, but I am. Ooh, but I think this little topic is familiar with everybody because mm-hmm. it's so craziness that's going on in the NBA.
That's a new league, though.
So...
No,
let's talk about these Brooklyn Nets and the madness that's been going on for the past couple of weeks, right? Yeah. So, number one, we got the huge blockbuster trade that just happened, mm-hmm. right? James Harden is now
James,
a part.
I don't play no defense, Harden.
The bearded one.
He played. I mean, that's past tense now. You can't put James Harden in no defense.
Cherry picking ass nigga.
Only thing you can talk about James Harden right now is, I mean, he plays defense now because he got another person with him. His belly.
He do need to get back in shape.
So, but James Harden is now a part of the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. With a huge blockbuster trade that went from a four-team trade where I think Houston got
Oladipo
and somebody else.
And some picks.
Caris LeVert went to the Pacers. And then who else was involved?
The Cavs
got a couple players and some picks. Huge trade, right? How do you guys think now the Brooklyn Nets are? Are they the favorite to win it all now?
No,
I don't think so either.
That's what I want to know. You asked any other year, any other time period beyond these last 2 weeks, I think you would have said that no, it's no way.
I mean, I'd have probably picked them to come out the East, but that'd have probably still been about it because they still got a lot to go through for the West.
Elaborate.
Clearly, Lakers. I still picking them to win it all this year, but when it comes to the Nets this year, it's a lot of stuff, you know, behind closed doors that's going on. And I know we probably going to get to that, but I'm concerned about my man Kyrie.
And nigga, he took F in
LA. I am so concerned.
Katie and Kyrie are ignorant in the worst way. Because Kyrie disappear for personal reasons.
He said that man was at a birthday party with no mask on.
Well, but this is the thing too, right? So the big thing is that Kyrie has took a leave of absence from the Nets, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are speculating on why, but his reason is personal. Well, the media is giving out personal reasons, right? We don't know what Kyrie is going through. We don't know things. People said it because of what happened at the Capitol. People said it was because of other stuff, but we don't really know, right? I guess he was with his family friend. They caught him without no mask partying and different things like that. Which, you know, with the average person, we would just excuse that because, again, he's with his family and right. all that good stuff, right? But because of the NBA protocols and different things like that, they put extra emphasis on safety and, you know, make sure that everybody's good. Now, Kyrie, for the past year and a half, has been going through so much with the media, right? He started the season with saying, I'm not going to do interviews and all that stuff. And now we're getting to the point. The reason why I don't think that these Nets are going to work is because, again, the two people in the NBA that had the most drama, the most issues this year are now
on the same damn team.
On the same team, right? And I think this whole Kyrie thing is more of him. It's more of just personal things. I think it's a battle of him and his coaches also, right? Because he has a new coach, Steve Nash, that's on the team, right? And, you know, everybody thought that, you know, this would be a good fit. But, I mean, I don't know if you heard before, but Kyrie was like, a new coach, we all going to coach. Like, he's not a coach. We all going to be the coach.
He called the plays. Nah, we ain't running that.
Exactly.
That's what we going to run.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's madness over there. It's madness. Yeah. But, you know, it's just theater. This is NBA theater.
Side note real quick. We still got away from the shots.
Oh, let's take the shot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, we definitely did.
I knew it felt something. It was like something was itching.
He was too excited for the NBA.
Whoa, pause.
Huh?
Pause.
Was something itching in my throat?
Yeah, pause.
Oh,
shot time.
Woo! Casamigos! I drink Casamigos. What y'all drinking? What you take a shot of?
Martell.
Hey, okay.
Casa.
Coke. Got that Maker's Mark.
Okay.
My man said Coke.
Okay. Red Coke.
Okay. Coca-Cola.
Yo, we're going to slide some Martell in his Coke, yo.
I don't know what you're talking about. anyway, but long story short is that, like I said, these Nets. Romance, do you got anything to say before we roll out of here, before this?
I mean, best of luck to all those gentlemen. They make way more money than I'll probably ever see in my lifetime.
And that's the scariest part. This man, Kyrie, lost more money in the games that he's missed than I've made in my whole damn life.
Like
$900,000.
Yeah. Right, I probably won't see that for that probably like 7 years salary.
Mm-hmm. For the games he missed.
For the games he missed.
And the COVID fines and stuff.
Yo, to get off topic a little bit, because I'm not really sure how it works. So Mark Ingram is a healthy scratch, but they say it's because of salary cap issue. So are they not paying him?
Nah.
No, he's a veteran, so he still gets paid regardless because he's over the minimum threshold.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so he'll still get paid. But basically, what it is, they saving him so they can either trade him in the offseason or like get some value for him. So it's a business move.
Okay.
So they like, you know, we don't want to risk him getting hurt. And then, you know, JK and them running.
Yeah,
so they don't really need him. So they just holding him back on purpose as a business move.
He don't play special teams neither. So.
Yeah, he don't play special teams. Yeah.
That's what we're saying. But I don't know where the salary cap thing came from. Only thing that I could think of when they were talking about salary cap, because they get a bonus every playoff game that they play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if he's not active, I don't think he gets the bonus.
I mean, that's kind of petty, though.
Somebody pay me to go sit on the bench somewhere. Right. I'm good.
I mean, even the practice squad niggas, I'm dapping everybody up.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
I hope I'll be the water. Whoever he go to next year for his first year, that we don't play them.
Yeah.
I think he understands the situation.
Yeah, he understands the business part. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. It's not just a game.
He's still a dog, though.
Yeah, when you get to that level, it's not just a game anymore. It's business.
I mean, I think it's probably mutually agreed upon.
Yeah.
I hope y'all not going to keep me next year, so just keep me healthy.
Right.
And it's a respect thing, I think, because you figure he is well liked here, well liked within the team. Like, I think everybody good. Like,
I hope the Ravens JV don't pick him up.
Yeah, oh, that's a good point.
Y'all know who the Ravens JV is?
Who?
The Jets.
Yeah.
Right. It take all our shit.
You know who I'm worried about coming back next year?
CJ Mosley.
He's gonna be half man, half amazing, yo. That motherfucker is gonna be god.
Yeah, he's gonna be a dog.
Yes, he is, man.
Let's get down to the next topic. Let's talk about Lori Harvey.
She for the streets.
She
doing her, yo.
I ain't really mad for real.
She doing what niggas do. But she's getting some bad backlash because she's a female.
I don't know. I think it's been mixed bags, honestly.
A lot of women supporting it.
I mean, look who her mother is, though.
Right, yeah. Her mother, Steve Harvey. Yeah, she for the streets. She was married to one guy. He went to jail. She married his cousin. Because he was still in the streets. She married his cousin. And then all of a sudden, she met Steve Harvey.
Oh, so you saying the apple don't fall from the tree?
That's exactly correct.
She getting that bag.
Here's the biggest thing, though. Have y'all seen the side by side with Steve Harvey
and Michael B?
That shit is crazy.
Now you talk about daddy's girl.
Oh my god!
Y'all see the meme? They said she got a hold of his book, Think Like a Man. She was in that bitch reading.
Oh yeah.
She on chapter 13.
What's going on with Lori Harvey? Or
I guess now she with Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. And I mean, for me, I'm like, all right, so in your 20s, you supposed to date, right?
Well, why is that such a big thing?
Because she'd have been with a whole other rack of niggas. Like, it's a whole list. Like,
and it's not nobody.
Right,
it's public, though.
Right, and it's public. And I think that's the problem right there, because it's public. Right. If she was an average chick doing this, we wouldn't really give a fuck.
Well, we would, but as long as she don't live in your neighborhood.
Yeah, like,
she got to relocate. Like, like, only thing hoes got, I mean, not, I'm screaming. Like, a chick that's been around.
Yo, this man is out here. What's up?
I've been drinking.
Yo, man, I don't think these hoes.
I've been drinking. But only
these hoes ain't loyal.
as the Reverend Jamal says.
Only thing these chicks, like, if these chicks to find themselves, you know, having, like, you know, a backstory, or, you know, niggas know your reputation and things like that, all you gotta do is just move out that neighborhood. Or just move out of state, and you back good. No one knows you anymore.
Change schools. Yeah, change schools, all of that.
Nobody knows you no more.
Until social media pop up.
But when you're Lori Harvey, and, you know, and it's documented of pictures and shit, and you know who been in there.
Yeah. Right.
You've been in millions of rap songs at this point.
Right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. And then my thing is, if I was Steve Harvey, I'd be mad as shit. Like, bitch, you need to change your name back.
What can he do?
She need to change her name back. To whatever her last name was before. I'll be mad as shit. Like, yo, you changed the name to my shit and you out here for the streets?
Nah, you would want a Lori Harvey, though.
Well, so this is the thing, too, right?
I don't find her attractive, personally.
I mean, but you would want somebody like Lori Harvey.
That's because she's not 49. That's why the only reason he don't find her.
Give her about 20 more years.
I mean, I just think that, like,
he attracted to her mother.
I hit the mother. I swear I would. If I see her on the street, it's going down. Fuck Steve Harvey. We got to fight.
Yeah, you would hit her mother.
Yeah, absolutely. Her mother's bad.
But you not hitting no, like, girl who haven't been around.
I mean, we all have a story. Yeah, we all have a past. We all have a story. Some of us have hit some chicks for the streets. So it's part of the game.
So do we feel bad, or is Michael B. Jordan doing a good thing? Do we give a fuck, or is this just a money move?
But when they rich like that, they don't care.
You ask me, Michael B. Jordan is doing something. He's making a move for his career. Because you know the actual story on Michael B. Jordan is he don't like black women.
That's what, yeah.
And you think about it, now he like, look, I'm going to the team captain of black women. Right. Right. Like, what can y'all say about me now? What's up?
That's what everybody was saying as soon as they seen those pictures. They're like, oh, go boo, that's my
exactly.
Boo.
Mm-hmm. And now his whole light is changing, and he's been in a whole bunch of different, like, movies, shows, where he's up. Pushing up on black women now.
Mm-hmm.
So he trying to make sure his image stays clean.
They saying that he might change it, though. He might, like...
Change it?
Like,
going to turn the whole
house? I mean, it might be a whole Sierra and Russ thing. You never
Sierra
know.
Sierra wasn't a hoe.
Sierra was a hoe.
No, she wasn't.
Sierra was a hoe.
Was not.
Let's go into what's her receipts, though? I mean, I know
Bow Wow.
Come on
now. Bow Wow. Future.
Future. Got a baby by Future.
It's multiple other folks. I just can't think of them at this moment.
No names, like lawyers and like.
I mean, niggas said she fucked with 50 Cent.
That's true as well.
I mean, that's it. That's only three niggas we know.
Yeah, and think about her whole outlook on life was different when she was dating Future, and her music was different.
That's true. That is true. She got turned
out with Future.
Very happy now.
And now she holier than now with Russ, chilling.
I mean, Future a different type of nigga though.
Remind me of Megan Good.
Yeah, Megan. Yeah,
Megan Good would do the exact same thing.
Good, they say Megan Good was while she was making her pastor husband wait for marriage, she was fucking niggas. I heard that, but I ain't the one to gossip, so you ain't hear that from me.
While he was saving himself from marriage, she was out here like, nah, I'm gonna get my.
She was making him wait.
Yeah.
And yo, that's a tough thing though. They said she was bending over, busted open for the.
Could you do that right now though?
What,
wait
for a chick while she fucking off?
No, not while she fucking off. Like, if you met a woman today, and y'all start talking, whatever the case may be, she said, "I'm not having sex till we get married."
Right?
Could you wait for it?
Would you buy a car?
Sex with her, though? Have you already
never had sex with
her? Would you buy a car without test driving that motherfucker?
No.
That's my answer.
I'm just saying, you know. All right,
better question. Better question, though. Let's put that on there, though. I mean,
like, what if you wait all that time and the shit trash?
And I was headed with it as well.
What if you're in a relationship with somebody, right? And y'all fucking, everything's good. And then she like, I'm just going to be absent.
I'm celibate now.
I could do that. As long as her mouth's
full. No.
Throat baby.
As long as she a throat baby, we good.
No, I can't do it.
Nah.
That's fucked up.
It's a no for me as well.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Think about it. You already gave me the milk. Now you trying to take the milk back and be like, oh, no, we got to wait. No,
so it's legit like, all right, so everybody has their favorite food, right? But and if it's certain foods you can't even keep in your house because you know you about to smash on it, right? Picture walking every day by your favorite fucking food and the food is locked up,
right?
That shit gonna kill you every day.
Yeah,
shit is hard.
I feel you.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But we can't.
See?
Right,
exactly.
Think about it. Like, yo.
What if it's like a religious thing?
But no, we can't
start. She changed religion. She already, she
like, you know how people change religions all the time?
But yeah, but we can't start new shit. That's like, okay, so then even with that, you got to see her because she's going to get out the bed naked. She got to take a shower, so she's going to be naked. She put her clothes on, so she's going to be naked. So you kept the fuck
naked.
Out of me.
She just naked.
Right,
she's
going
to
be naked all around through the house, sitting on the sofa and shit. So you just tempting me all day long. And then be like, oh no, I can't have it. No, because
she suck this dick.
like no, yo, that's a violation. You can't do that.
Oh,
you can't.
Man. So that's no go.
Nah. Can't fuck with it.
Nah.
But shout out to Lori Harvey though.
Well,
she doing her thing.
One more question about Lori Harvey, right? Because like I said, I think she was saying she was doing a lot of things what niggas do, right? Do you feel like women can do that, or do you think they always lose?
So I know where you had it with it, probably the same place.
It's. The nigga in me, like, they can't do it because then we gonna label them hoes. But like, it's no different. But it's tough. It's a hard question because I look at it like females, like, rarely just fuck just to fuck. It's always some emotional attachment to it.
That's where I go.
So it's like like you're not like us. Like, I can get a nut and never look your way again. Like, I just walk by you like I never knew you. But with females, it's like an emotional attachment.
It's a best kept secret. They on the same time. I think they've been doing that shit for years. They've just been better at it than us.
Yeah.
And they have been doing it and been so successful at it that we don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, I agree.
Just
thinking back, a conversation I had with someone, it was saying like I would do niggas like they would do me,
right?
And I was like, well, I mean, that could be the case, but I don't think you will come out the same way we would,
right?
Right, because at the end of the day, you're going to have some feelings about what you've been
doing. Mm-hmm. And that's why...
You're going to always be the one to end up hurt. Even if you feel like you're doing these niggas dirty or whatever it is.
Right.
These niggas don't really care. Mm-hmm. They might be prideful because of it.
I got a perfect comparison to that. So, like, a lock that any key can open is a broken lock. Yeah.
No, they said it's a lock that can be opened by many keys.
Is a broken lock. A bad lock.
Mm. But a key that opens many locks is a good key.
that's the example of a male and a female. You know what I mean? In my opinion. But I've personally known females that was just doing them. And from what they showed me, it was no feelings involved. Like, they just was on some, you know, quote unquote, dragon shit. Like, I'm a be a nigga. I'm a do what I want to do. I'm a fuck who I want to fuck.
Yeah, and then you know, then they put their celibacy bees on for like 2 years.
Like, but that's the hard thing about it, because it's like, if I know your history, and I still decided like to shack up with you, and then you telling me I'm not getting no pussy when you gave
entire
JV and varsity football team.
Now you want to be reformed when you get to me and shit. Fuck
nah,
that.
Now that I'm doing that. Yeah, fuck no.
That's terrible.
And I think that's why I like when men take it harder when female cheat, because we know it ain't just like she went and got her nut. And I think that's why a lot of females that take dudes back, like, nigga being a nigga, he got a nut. It's nothing. Like, he not whining and dining and wifing her. Mm-hmm. But when we do, we like, yo, this nigga is in her head. Like, he got something mm-hmm. emotionally attached to her right now. And that's why us as niggas lose it. Like, yo, he got my bitch. Yeah, you know I mean? Yeah. At that point,
because especially if she with you, y'all in a relationship.
I'm sorry, not my bitch. He got my girl. I'm sorry, females. I know I'm against him.
Like, when, because it's like, it's a psychological thing.
I'm sorry.
A woman cheats mentally before she cheats physically.
True. Yeah.
The woman
cheats
mentally way before she cheats physically.
Yeah.
So she's gone. She's already checked out.
And by this, to fuck some niggas' heads up, by this they mean, like, when he say mentally, when she fucking you, she fucking somebody else. In her head, baby. Mm-hmm. In her head, she
gonna ask you to do something you ain't never done before.
Mm-hmm. He fucking look her in her eyes and see what she looking at.
And she do some crazy shit and her eyes closed. You lay underneath her.
You ask whose is it, and she got paused for a little too long. Shit, who is this that I'm fucking?
Right, it ain't you, big father. It ain't you.
Let's transition to, you know, talking about fucking this man got fucked over by himself.
Talk about peer pressure, not peer pressure, but like some
dumb shit.
Well, it's dumb shit, but also like that's like a big burden to have on your shoulders, bro.
So the story is that a man has lost $220 million in bitcoins because he had it in a encrypted file that needs a password,
They say he got like 2 tries left or some shit like that.
Yeah, it gives you 10 tries to figure out the password, and he has 2 tries left.
Oh, man.
And forgot his password, and now his Bitcoin is worth $220 million. Now, this story, he actually lost the password in 2012. Wow. When the price of Bitcoin was very low.
I don't even remember MySpace password, so I know how he's feeling now.
So he has 2 tries left. He said he has made peace of that he lost his money. Like, he has finally made
peace.
He's
gonna kill himself. But, almost suicide.
You gotta be a strong motherfucker mentally to know that the shit is in your grasp,
right. You can't get it. Like the pussy we just talked about.
Right, like the pussy's like right there and you just can't get it.
Right there. And he's probably just fucked up because he don't remember where he put that fucking exclamation point at.
It is probably something simple like his cat name and shit with a capital C and an exclamation. Yep. It's probably something wicked.
But how would you guys feel right now? I know you guys would be hurt. But
Suicide watch.
Exactly.
I'm dead, sir.
But nigga, I'd be sick.
20 million.
He probably looking at like, well, I don't know his history. Is he like? Does he got like, money or he just? Yeah.
I don't. I didn't really get into because
like
that part.
Niggas probably. I know how I'd be. I ain't never had no $220 million anyway, so I don't even know what I'm missing. Nah, I know the fuck. I seen them celebrities.
Yeah.
How they living? I know what I'm possibly missing. I'm hurt. I'm going to hurt myself, too.
Yeah, I'll be big salty. Salty for days, weeks, months, years.
He had to been, I mean, this is 2012, so he had to be sick for a while. But he said he finally made peace to it. I don't know what he has done.
I mean, he has to be well off in some other type of aspect. Yeah. And if he had at least the know-how to get there, he might be the type of person that, I'll get it back.
Well, mm-hmm. yeah, maybe he reinvested. I mean, cause even back then, like, I think Bitcoin wasn't, it wasn't worth as much as it was now, but as it went down, it went back up.
But with something like that, why wouldn't you, like, scratch your password down somewhere on some...
Well, he said it said he had it in his wallet and he lost his wallet.
Oh. Well, why'd you put it in your wallet?
I don't know. At the moment, we got like, a lot that, of options now.
I bet he had a Social Security card in his fucking wallet, too.
But my thing is, like, man, like...
On that, do y'all know where your Social Security cards are right now?
Mine's
like, like this second.
Hey, 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 whoa, hey.
Don't, wait, I didn't say put it out there. I'm just saying, do y'all know where it is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. In a sacred place.
You about to tell everybody what this was?
Yeah, I have two of them, and I know what they both are.
Wait a minute, you got two.
Yeah, you know, you get two cards mailed to you.
You do know. No, you don't.
I have my original cards.
I knew that would spark something.
You have my original cards.
Well, we know what he do in his off time.
And I'm my original birth certificate.
He got
too.
Another a whole different identity.
Right.
No, they
got
both of them. They send you two cards.
I know where grown man is.
I've never had two cards. I've never had two cards.
Yeah, they send you two cards.
I'm literally thinking about it now.
I got both the originals.
You only get one.
I have one, and my mother has one.
No, I think you do get multiple.
Mm-hmm. None of my kids got multiple.
Maybe that was back in the day, but yeah.
Because I think I did. I had to re-get mine. So
yeah, I have one and my mother has one.
Yeah, they mailed me one some years ago.
And I got the original birth certificate, too. Yeah.
I got that. I do have that.
Well,
and the new one.
With the stains on there.
The thing about this, though, is
31-year-old stains and shit.
I get frustrated when I lose my password. I can't remember my password to, like, you know,
Netflix,
Amazon, I get pissed.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you lost $220 million?
But you still got two more tries though, so I'm writing down every password I might have used in the past.
But then, like I said, you got two more, and it's a million different things that you could put in.
Like
I
mean, I'm stressed the fuck out. He can't get no one like to break that shit.
That's what I was.
So like, if he get the two, he do a like delete. If he get it wrong, it like
goes away. It's gone.
I'll pass somebody. Somebody gonna hack that computer.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's somebody out here in this world that can. I mean,
they need to call the niggas that.
Where the people that got into
the city? That's what I'm about to say. They need to call the motherfuckers that that did the
ransomware.
Yeah, call them niggas. They probably could get it.
Right, they probably be in there in 10 minutes.
They could get into that joint.
And it's probably like a 7-year-old kid with some big ass glasses. Easy peasy.
Right, like I would have went on the dark web, offered out $10 million.
Like, look, you see what's sitting here.
Right.
Some of this could be yours.
Who can get up in there? $10 million in your pocket right now.
Damn, son.
But man,
that's crazy.
But it's bad, man. But what you think? But you and then too is like I'm thinking now. How you ever see how Apple tell you like when you're trying to log into something, it give you a password? And
yeah,
like,
and save
80 characters long.
Yeah,
and all types of different letters, numbers, it's so like, on and so forth.
What is a secure password at this point? Because I feel like. My passwords change as the years goes on. Like I probably could tell you my password from just thinking about what time period it was.
Right.
Because like,
right.
I would go through different time periods and just have like a certain password, but I might change the first letter, second letter, or put a capital somewhere, something like that.
No exclamation point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So I mean, I feel like I will never go into a situation where I lose my password and not have an idea
of
what it could be.
I got three passwords. That's it.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't tell nobody.
Yeah, don't tell nobody that.
You don't know what it is, but
I mean, when they find out, they know everything.
I have a set number of combinations that I use. And because, like, should I be forgetting? So, like, I have a set combination, and then once, I'm like, it got to be one of these in this combination.
I mean,
and
I
if
think
it's not, then I don't know what
everybody
the fuck
does something like that. I know I do. Password themes. So like if it's a financial institution I'm logging into, I know it'll be within a certain theme.
Right.
If it's like some Google shit, I know it's, you know, something else. But I try to stay with that.
Because I'll forget in a heartbeat.
Oh God. Yeah. That'd be the worst.
Especially when you try and get like to like my like grade book and shit. I forgot the password. And then, you know, I had it saved in the thing so it'll automatically like, you know, populate when you click on it. And then I forgot what it was. So then they're like, oh, you gotta reset it. I'm like, well, shit. And then they ask for the old password. I don't know, nigga. I had shit saved. Like, I don't fuck it is.
There's certain things that I don't have passwords for that I supposed to have passwords for because every time I go on there, I forgot my password.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm changing it every single time I go on that site.
Even for the for the podcast, like I forgot that shit like 6 times. I'm like, fuck. Like this, why I hate you. I'll be like, yo, what's the password? Yo?
Yeah, it's the most like, frustrating thing in the world. I don't know either.
I'll be like,
all right, well, let me reset it. Again.
Yo, cause I forgot. Yo, I'll be like, shit, what's the password?
Like, did I text it to you? Like, find it.
Right.
Like, I did something.
I'll be like, yo, what's the password, y'all? Just tell me out real quick. Yeah. You're like, nigga, I just sent it to you yesterday. I forgot shit.
Well, talk about laws. Let's get to our next one. Trump. Trump is going to be impeached. He's going to be the first president to be impeached twice. So I'm gonna go right to you, grown man. It's like, what does that mean for the world? Because I mean, just let everybody know what that means.
I mean, off today, but
you off from what?
From work.
What do you do?
What do you do?
I'm a worker.
You're a hard worker?
Yeah, I'm a hard worker.
Pause. Have you been a hard worker for a long time?
Yes.
As if, like, you know, it's been over a number of years? Like, if you go back in, like, history? Something?
Okay. See what you did there.
Well, yeah, he's been impeached twice. I mean, in the same fucking term, which is crazy. That's never happened before.
But why? So what's the point of impeaching him right now? If we can ask you that.
To remove him? Well, to...
Because he's going to be gone in like four days.
Yeah,
well, because it's like... So he still has power to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, he can declare... Well, he can't declare war, but he can start some bullshit that could put us in potential war. He could, again, rally folks to come back and do another insurrection like they did before. I mean, he has a lot of power that still is in his grasp. So, you know, also part of the impeachment and then getting him removed from office would eliminate his options moving forward. Like, so him running for federal office again.
Right. I think that's the biggest thing that everybody's trying to keep him from doing is.
Oh, he'll be back in 24.
But if he's impeached, he can't, right?
If they invoked the 25th, he would have been. He wouldn't be eligible, but
denied it.
Yeah, so they're not going to invoke the 25th. But impeachment, you know, he'll just be removed from office, which I believe will still allow him to run in 24.
Oh, well, because that's what a lot of the articles are saying, that like that will keep him from running again. And then also it will eliminate some of his, you know, privileges of being a president.
Yeah.
Such as having like Secret Service.
And healthcare, retirement, all that stuff. All that, yeah.
And even having like a travel budget and mm-hmm. these presidents got like $1 million travel budget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like just to go do speaking engagements, stuff like that. Yeah, they get $1 million a year for travel expenses.
Like this is what our taxes is paying for. Mm-hmm.
Terrifying. And even just protection, like, so for example, not only just protection for them, but also like their neighborhoods that they live in. So like right now, Barack and Michelle, their whole street, their actual block that they live on is shut down. Like you can't just walk up, like even if you live there, you got to go through some shit to get to your own house that you pay for.
I mean, that's fair.
But you know, but again, you know, people do crazy shit. Yeah. And, you know, so like even you could live next door and they buy a house there. You've been living there 20 years. They buy a house beside you. And now everything changes.
Yeah, they got to go through security checks.
Yeah.
They got to interview everybody living in the neighborhood.
Right, to get to your own shit. Right.
You got
to
leave, bro. Like we seen that tweet that you did in 2009.
Right.
You got to get out of here.
Some shit that you live in, you've been living there for 20 years, and they move in and you like, yeah. So, I mean, it changes the dynamic and everything. But yeah, really, I think that they trying to, because you got to remember, and I don't think a lot of people think about this, but 75 million people voted for him in this past election.
Oh, yeah. So, the Capitol.
Yeah, he can chill out and, you know, go through this 4 years, but run again in 24. And he has a legitimate chance to win again.
Yep.
You see how these people are?
That's what people don't understand. Like, yo, regardless of, you know, all the crazy shit he done, 75 million people voted for him.
Yeah.
Which means is that, yo, he has an opportunity to win that shit again. Yeah. So let this shit don't go right with Biden.
But the thing is, for the impeachment, 10 people in his party voted to impeach him.
Yeah.
And that's like the first that he has so far, too. So,
yeah, because normally you don't go against your, you don't go, if your party is in the, is the president at the time, you don't go against your political party.
One thing that I want to bring up before we move on is that, you know, I think the media did a real poor job of making a story about what happened at the Capitol.
Yes.
They trying to hide that shit.
Sweeping under the rug. Yeah.
Because it was way worse.
Yes. Yeah, it was a lot of inside people. Like, I just found out that one of the them police, whatever, Capitol police that killed himself, he was an inside job.
Yeah, he was an inside job, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why he killed himself. Well, they was coming at him.
Even now that they're interviewing some of the people that was in, like the police officer that was involved,
mm-hmm.
how much fear they had that day. He talked about, you know, that they was hitting them in the head with his own baton and fire extinguishers and, you know, just
I'm letting crushed in off the door. Every round I got. I'm telling you that now.
Even the black guy that, you know, he did a major thing, like a lot of people didn't realize. We saw the video, but what he was doing was actually, if they'd have went to the left instead of going to the right where he took them, they would have ended up where all the Congress people were. So he directed them. Yeah, he directed them away from them.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize, like, you know, he did a. I mean, because a lot of them that has been coming out, and I just read something just now while we filming. I mean, recording that. Yo, they had orders like that. They was trying to take niggas hostage. They were trying to kill, like, the vice president. If they would have got their hands on him, they wanted to kill him. And, like, they was going to keep him hostage. Like, they was trying to get any congressperson they could to hold them hostage. So they went in there for a purpose. It wasn't just to fuck shit up because they had numbers. They went in for a purpose. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. But, yeah, I just think, man, this shit is crazy. Like, it's going to be a wild next couple of weeks.
Yeah. I look into our segment, y'all. I think we're going to go right over to the one that we haven't heard yet this season.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
We got some media moments because we are trying to figure out what's hot in these streets, but we don't know because more about Nathan. You got to put us on.
Yeah, I'm going to try to help out with that.
So let's go ahead and get into our media moments.
All right, let's do it. You got something coming in for
it? No?
Okay, I had to double check.
Please.
We'll start with Bump It or Dump It, you know, get back on the good foot for it.
Fan favorite.
We only gonna do a couple because I got a number of things we gotta cover. So let's go right into this first song. And other than one of these songs I've heard already, the rest of them I'm listening for the first time with y'all. So let's go.
Bag, boy. You don't think it's sweet, I stay with the heat even though I'm a sad boy. You better watch the way you been around me for the breath be last. I've been
drinking red, boy. Alright, we stopping over there?
Can I take a guess?
I mean, yeah, you probably know who it is.
I'm a dump it.
Yeah, that was the worst bar I have ever heard. I'm
just like woman.
I'm a
bad bitch. Like what?
No, yeah. Bad boy.
Oh man, bad boy.
Yeah, whatever you say. Yeah. Exactly.
It's just my like bar no.
I have ever heard.
Yeah, they're lost.
Dumping. Everybody dumping.
Yeah, that's a hell though for me.
Playboi Carti.
That was Juice WRLD and Young Thug called. Y'all guessed
Playboi
it.
Playboi Carti.
Bad boy. And yeah, it did sound like some Playboi Carti.
Because
Yo, Pierre.
Yeah,
Pierre. It sounded like a rock song.
It did.
The bars are trash.
Yep.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, that's going to be a no.
So we're going to do.
He thought that joint was going to hit too.
He probably did.
That's why they called it Bad Boy. But yeah, that's never seen the light of day.
Like too many Urkels. Like, he's trying to get one of them bars.
Yeah.
Whoever like produced that shit, like threw that away.
Yeah.
All right, we got
out the trash.
We got a couple more. Let's get into this next one.
That my best friend, she a real bad bitch, got her own money. She don't need no nigga on the dance floor. She had 2-3 drinks, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in. That's my best friend, she a real bad bitch, drive her own car. She don't need no lift in a strip club. Know my girl gon' tip, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in. Beep, beep, is that my bestie in a taxi?
Is that all right, Meg and her friend that got shot with her?
Damn. Yo, God, damn.
I thought they rekindled things.
Oh Lord. So let's keep it moving. It's like no, that's not who it is though.
Because they was doing diss track. I that's thought they not got
who it is. All right, so bump it or dump it.
Dump it.
I'm gonna bump it. I like it.
It's gonna be a dump it for me, but I think it's gonna catch on.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying I'm bumping it for the culture though. Like it's not my personal thing, but it sounds good.
I think it's gonna catch on.
Dump it.
Dump it?
Yeah.
I'm going to dump it.
All right. That's cool. Damn, the dumpers have it. So that is Saweetie and Doja Cat.
Everything Doja Cat.
It's called it's called Best Friend.
Hey, everything Doja
that
Cat.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I hate the car horn, too.
Moo. I'm a cow. Ain't
that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah. So she's come a long way from that. Wow. I will put that out there. She's come a long way from that. We got two more. What y'all want to hear next? Some R&B or some more like potential hip hop type stuff?
Just some whatever R&B. You got.
R&B? All right. Let's hear that next.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be done. I know that was a short little snippet. We'll be done. Bump it or dump it.
Dump that shit.
Dump it. Yo, we dump it. I'm dumping that too.
Damn, right, the dumps is out here today.
Yeah, that's an
open. Yeah, 2021, right. Man. You got to come with it.
I'm in the middle. It's a vibe.
So that's called He Said. It's from Division and Miguel. I'm going to actually give that a whole listen before I make a final decision.
Because
I'm going to say, because of that combo, I'm like, it might be all right.
They've been struggling for a past some while. We haven't heard from even one of them.
Right. So that's that. This is the last song for Bump It or Dump It, and then we got to get into some other shit real quick.
Bust it.
You got it.
This shit better be fire.
I'm a freakily, but I can't let a broke nigga beat. No, he for the streets. So when you see me, nigga, don't speak. Put him straight to sleep. I don't sell pussy, but this ain't cheap. Abracadabra, got rappers and trappers. Yeah, I got some tricks on my sleeve. Drama, I'm with the shit. You want a problem? No one to hit. Oh, hoe ass trick, ain't ready to snitch ass and bad weak ass bitch. My DM.
Damn, that's, right. That's a Lori Harvey soundtrack. Right.
That's our anthem every morning she wake up. That's our anthem and shit.
That's that energy right there.
So what we doing with that one? We bumping it, we dumping.
I'm going to dump it.
I'm bumping that. That shit was tough. That was tough.
I'm bumping.
All right. Grown-ass?
I'll go ahead and bump it.
Okay. I'm surprised. Average Jimmy, you dump it for real?
Yeah.
No, you can't have these girls out here for the streets?
Yeah, you don't want that energy out here in these streets.
They could be out there for the streets.
Okay. So that's Mulatto as y'all.
I'm going through a lot over here.
Clearly. but that's Mulatto. I've recently found out Mulatto can actually rap. Like, I heard this song, I learned a few other songs I did not know that she, like, for really had buzz. So I'm actually a fan now.
I thought she was going to change her name.
Yeah, I thought so too. No,
why is she changing her name?
Yeah.
Because the Mulatto is talking about mixed kids.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about mixed kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes,
it's a negative term?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, from way back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought Mulatto was like some liquor or something.
No.
It sounds that way, but no. No. Nope.
Yeah, our average, our light skin guy over here.
Oh, that's why you wanted to.
Yeah, that's why.
Right. She was going to change her name.
Our resident Mulatto in the group.
Change that name.
Oh, man.
Fucking Redskins change that name.
But our resident Mulatto in the group.
Oh,
like,
my God. So, that's the song
that's
is called.
That's why he dumped that shit. Right. Right.
But no, the song is called Muop. Moop. I don't know how to pronounce it. I can't keep up. It's featuring Gucci, of course. It was necessary to do that with the sample and everything. Before we get into grown man's favorite portion of this, I need to ask y'all, because I hope y'all have. If y'all haven't, I'm about to push y'all on. Have y'all listened to Jasmine Sullivan's album?
Absolutely. Hey. Absolutely.
Y'all listen to it?
That shit going to be a classic. Okay. Yeah, the EP, okay. It's going to be a classic.
Okay.
Yes.
Y'all listen to it all the way through?
I like that one with her. All right. I love
I'm going to get there. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm going to get there, because if you haven't heard it, this is my song that I'm picking that y'all need to listen
dollar
to first.
Store,
if you ain't listen to
it
first.
Dollar Store wine glasses.
Yeah, look, if you ain't listen to
Andre.
It first. Listen. Ladies. Listen.
She was on some whole shit, like, all respectfully. Like, this was her whole face. It was her whole face. Andre. Dollar Store. Go ahead, baby. Sit on
tell me why you deserve it.
Harry J, baby.
No more that bro. Why I should blow. Spit on it.
Oh, Lord.
That's
what it is. So yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, if y'all haven't listened to it already, I definitely, like, highly recommend it. I wasn't for the album initially, but then I was just like, you know what?
Was,
it's a whole character
was.
Situation. Right. I mean,
I knew she was nasty. Watching her live,
we didn't talk. We've talked about her many a time.
I love
her. We know.
I love
her. You know.
I do. We know. I love her. I like. It's something about when she was on that live one day, and then she broke down. She was like, fuck them kids. Fuck you too. I was like, I love
yo, where are yeah. likes that when you need him?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. This would have been perfect for him.
He's needed.
I love her.
I want to see her sing it. I just want to see her vibe.
I'll be in her DMs too. She don't read them.
That make you want to pick up the phone right now. Got to make a couple phone calls.
She live in Howard County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She drives a Jeep. Pull up. I know where she lives.
You say you want to do what?
I know
where she lives. You talking to me, right?
Look, he's gonna be outside with the big ass boombox playing it.
You want to spit on it? Guess what I got?
I got it. I got it.
Motherfucking it. You want to sit on it? Guess what's in these pants, bitch? A motherfucking it.
Oh my god! But yes, to end off this little segment for Media Moment.
Bust it.
Yeah, we got to talk about this whole Bust It challenge. Where do y'all stand? Are y'all fans? Are y'all okay.
I was a fan. I am still, but until. My friend sent me the video. She was like, she said, this going to be you, because she don't like the buses. She said she got tired of it on her timeline. And she's like, this going to be you. And it was a dude that was like, when you got teenage girls and the bus chat, he ran upstairs and he went in the room and passed out. Like,
yes.
So if I ever hear that shit coming from one of them girls' room, oh my God.
Yeah, I got to say.
My next the next recording will be like, you have a collect call from such and such county, correctional.
Oh my goodness.
Average Jimmy. I'm at recording the phone.
Hey, hey, hey. Get off the phone. Hey, hey, hey. Your time's up.
Lockdown.
Right.
I'm a fan of the challenge. I do have mixed feelings about it. I'm all for, like, you know, embrace your sexuality, embrace, like, you know, these challenges and stuff. But it's a lot of people talking about, like, this whole double standard of, mm-hmm. like, all right, you put yourself out there like that and then get mad about the response that you get from dudes, like, hitting you up and, you know, all of that type of stuff. I don't think you can have it both ways. Like, yeah. You can't do these type of challenges, and especially, like, how I've seen a lot of ladies going, they've gone all the way into, like, the whole sexy thing for the, you know, switch up for the challenge. I don't know. Where y'all stand on it? Like, what's on it?
I just love the transition of how women can just change their whole body, and I mean not body, but their whole appearance, to the point where, like, you just regular and you could do both, and then just be this, you know, sexual being that this is like.
Now, I'm gonna tell you, like,
damn,
listen,
like,
real, where
the
shit
fuck that come from?
The chick yesterday that I saw, Tamron Hall, she's like a daytime talk show host. She went from her shit to the, man, nigga, I fell in love in a minute. I was like, Les, I said, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be. The one, especially the one with the mother and the daughter.
I saw that.
Yeah, oh, nigga, I saw that.
What?
Yeah.
But can you do that with your mother, though? Like,
I mean, I'm not doing it with my mother.
She was a young mother, wasn't she? Yeah, they were sister mothers.
I'm just saying, like, nigga, what? I said, yeah, you can have it. Yo, and then, and like I said, word on the street is, it was some nigga that took all the videos he found and put them all together.
Word on the street, huh?
You made a 40-minute video of all the shit he put in together.
Which y'all don't know, grown man's the nigga that made the video.
He is the man.
He made it.
Word on the street. Word on the street. So if you want to watch it, just go on my page.
I mean, if you haven't followed me on Twitter,
so
you know.
How many times did you watch the 40 minutes?
No, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch the 40 minutes.
All right, so I got it. I got a couple hours before I go to bed, so if I start watching it now, I can watch it like three times.
Yeah. I sent it to Eddie for likes, though.
Oh my God.
I did tag him in there. I said, you know, just go to my page. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but you know. I just want to shout out my wife real quick, because she told me, yeah, she'll do the Busted Challenge, but at home and private with me. I'm happy about that shit.
Absolutely.
That shit is a big-ass fucking win.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a couple of our followers.
If my boo would do the Busted Challenge, I'm going to bust her fucking head on. Right now.
It's a couple of followers, you know. Go ahead and send it to our page. A couple of followers that's listening. You know, we want to see y'all do the Busted Challenge, so send it to our page.
I thought you was about to start shouting out.
No,
names.
No, I'm putting names on
nervous.
The No. I ain't going to put the names out there, but you know who you are, because, you know, you may have received the text message, so you know who you are.
What, to do the Busted Challenge?
Yes.
Are you trying to get personals?
Oh, I mean, you know, not for me, just for me, for the group, you know, for the entertainment of the group.
For us?
For the group. Mm. No. Yeah, for the whole team. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not just for me, it's for the team.
So nobody got no individual bus? Everybody on this side of the team, romance. Have you ever got a bus?
All right, listen.
I talk to the niggas for the streets, yo.
Why I got to be for the streets?
Whoa, oh,
why
I'm talking about
the streets? Wait a minute.
Switch up
real quick. Why do I got to be for the streets?
Street or Husky
Hook?
Like, why you always say you for the street?
Whoa! Wait a minute. Why I gotta be for
when
the street?
When did this change?
That's what no, I'm first of all, we should be welcoming you back home.
Oh, you know.
that's where, we can't, okay, never mind. Where, yeah.
Brother Man just left the room.
That's all I got for media moments, though, by the way.
Y'all seen him? Yeah, man, look, I mean, look, come on, cheers to the streets, man.
Yeah, cheers to the streets, to those that are in the street, yes. Yeah.
So, that's grown man drinking by himself. But yeah, man, but no, nothing.
I only deal with holy women.
All right, we go with that.
What?
All right.
holy Jimmy, older women.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's see what's going on as we... Let's ask Average Jimmy why he mad. Why you mad?
I'm mad because the fuck Burger King selling tuna fish.
Whoa, no, wait. Get the fuck out of here.
You're
wait.
Why?
You
didn't see it?
No, yes. I didn't see
like,
that.
How are you the king of fucking burgers? But you want to sell tuna. Like, who I look like buying tuna fish from Burger King?
Yeah.
Who,
I saw that shit.
Who went to
I got
sleep?
The meme.
Who was going to fast food for tuna fish?
Who went to
that's
sleep after that
as
shit?
As
like,
well.
Like, yeah. I mean, Subway pushing it with it, but it's all right. Like, you know, you can get with it.
That would look good.
They ain't going to talk about we put eggs in it.
That's yeah,
gross.
I wish the fuck
you.
I
first
would.
First of all, you can't trust everybody to make tuna fish.
That is true.
You can't. I hope whoever go to Burger King and buy tuna fish, I hope they shit on themselves. And they call, and I hope they got cloth seats, not leather.
They going to because they use hot mayonnaise.
Right, yeah. Mm. Like, how they going to keep it cold?
Yo.
Like, yo, it's so many questions with that.
Yo,
so like,
you're asking a lot of good questions. Listen, I don't even eat tuna fish, but
I fucking love tuna.
When I saw that post, I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, and Average Jimmy, I apologize for jumping in your segment.
No, you are
but
good.
This is some real shit. I'm mad about this motherfucking Buster Challenge, and these niggas trying to jump out here and do this Buster Challenge.
Wait that's a minute. Wait a minute. Whoa.
I've seen it as well.
Yes.
It's very terrifying.
Yes. That's what I'm fucking mad about.
What are they doing?
Not everything is for you niggas.
What are they doing?
They doing the fucking Buster Challenge.
Why?
Or niggas that got girlfriends are jumping in the videos and stopping their girl from shaking her ass on the motherfucking screen. Like, nigga, yes, I'm fucking mad because you knew when you signed up for it, if you can't fuck with a bad chick, you need to leave her ass alone. It's things that come along with dealing with a badass woman. You gotta understand.
I don't know.
Yes, it is. It's things that come along with it. If she's bad, you gotta understand that she's gonna be looked at.
Yeah, but she don't gotta do Buster Challenge. She don't gotta do the challenge.
But that's what I'm saying. She ain't gotta do the challenge. But what I'm saying is, if you gotta jump in the video and then some niggas and brought their guns in the video, like, oh, I got a gun. Oh, I'm tough. Look at me. Like, yo, you ain't shit.
Let that woman. Look, you can't
right.
Shoot me through the phone.
Right. Look, let that woman do that motherfucking Buster Challenge, feel good about herself, so the rest of us can enjoy it. Shit. Don't stop her from doing that shit.
I'm getting a little drunk, yo.
If she tried to do it, y'all gonna. It's going. I'm gonna let her finish.
Right,
but it's gonna be it's gonna be
the last
Buster
time
challenges.
She busts it.
She gonna bust it, then I'm gonna bust that motherfucking head to the white meat.
But it could be a
right
benefit
with this
to you though.
Bottom.
So you gotta think outside the box. It's a benefit to you because she feeling good about herself. She looking good.
Nigga,
she
didn't
bust it.
Nigga,
you
no.
Just take it to the room and do your thing.
Nope, not for me.
No. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm all single, right. So you know.
Oh, now you single.
I've always been single.
Oh, so you're saying that. So you
I didn't say I was for the streets.
Oh.
But I'm single.
My bad.
I'm a single
my bad.
Man.
Mm-hmm. I apologize to you, grown man, for saying that you for the streets. Wink, wink. I see you, dog. All right, let's get out next one. Oh, grown man, look at your phone. Can you read that for us? Because we got an extra drunk guy next.
Yes. Give me 1 second, 20 seconds here.
So we got an extra drunk guy segment that, you know, somebody's asking for advice, and we want to see how it works out.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and drop this advice real quick. So so it says, hey, guys, I'm looking for some advice. I've been in a relationship for 2 years, and things are going great. My only concern is that he does not post me on his social media. I don't really have a problem, but he posts everything and everyone else that's important of his life, in his life but me. I'm not a secret because I know all his friends and family. When I ask, he says he doesn't post people. He doesn't want people in his business. My apologies. He's never made me feel as if he's been unfaithful or dishonest. So is this a concern or do you think I'm reading too much into it?
First of all, bitch. Maybe he hiding you from the world and not the world from you. Whatever the fuck Drake said.
Hey, okay.
So
shit right there.
So That's the thing with social media. Like, is it that now you, for it to be official, you got to be broadcasted all over your significant other's social media page? Is that what makes it, like, is that what make you feel good about yourself? Because if that's what make you feel good, you probably should pick up a new hobby or do something that'll give you some motherfucking confidence.
Man, Eric, Jimmy out here on a hungover.
Right. With the hangover, you dropping Jimmy.
Got flames, I mean, out here.
So my thing is this, right? If I'm with you, like, and this is me personally, if I'm with you, I'm going to post you, right? I'm going to, you know, I'm going to celebrate you. Like, if you my girl, like, I'm going to celebrate you. I'm going to put you up, whatever the case may be. But I don't look for it as validation.
It's definitely not validation. It's definitely not.
So, and I think that's very, I mean, that's some good stuff, right? Because, again, we got two different perspectives, right? We got someone, because, I mean, we have seen you post your significant other.
Right, yeah, I'll be posting
on IG, and Grown Man said he posts his things, but you saying that it's not needed.
It's right? not needed. Like if I stop posting my boo boo today or tomorrow, she wouldn't feel no type way because she know that's not the validation she need.
Right.
And maybe her boo boo ain't posting her because maybe he don't want the bitches he cheating with to contact her.
Right. Exactly.
To be honest, if you want to be in your fucking feelings about him not posting you, how about you try that on for size?
So
maybe he fucking with your manager, I don't fucking know.
Now, I think, you know, my past relationships, I don't post a lot. I don't post in general a lot.
And that's,
but
that's the biggest difference, though.
I definitely don't post, you know, like my significant other.
Right.
Yeah. Because, again, I feel like in past situations that social media kind of ruined things for me.
And not
because I was messing with somebody else differently, but because just people just jump in when it's not needed or they feel like they give you extra pressure.
Yeah.
And different things like that. And one thing that I hate about social media is when people post their significant others all the time, like, boom, 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 I'm so much in love and so much in love. Mm-hmm. And then they just disappear.
Yes. Or you see it, like they post them and all in love and all the hard eyes and Woman Crush Wednesdays and every woman crush every day and shit. And your homeboy banging out in the back of the lot. You know what I mean? Like, not even a hotel. Like, you in the back of the car getting folded like a lawn chair. But you someone Woman Crush Wednesday on his Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, it, that shit not needed. And like I said, it's not an issue if you do it. By far, it's not an issue. Like, that's fine. But don't feel no men and women. Don't, because I know some men who feel that tight way. Like, why you don't post me, but you post your lace front wigs? You know what I mean? It's not, don't take that shit personal.
I think it's different for every relationship.
It's different. That's it. Yeah. It's just different. Yeah. Like, if you need validation through your significant other social media, you don't need to be in a relationship. You need to focus, like, you need to work on your confidence level and your insecurities and shit.
Yeah.
And I think too is, like, I think one of the biggest things was it was saying that you know, I have no reason to think that he's doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
However, this is going
but
on.
You do. That's but why you asking drunk niggas.
Yeah. Well, right.
But I think that comes from society and societal.
Society because, make you think yeah, that because, you have to be blasted yeah, over the social media.
Think,
look at Lori Harvey.
I think no one should follow anybody else's blueprint on a
at
relationship.
At all. It ain't going to work.
You should follow your own. If you're
it
happy,
work for them, ain't going to work for you.
You do you, and y'all be happy. Don't worry about nobody
that's
else.
It.
Don't worry about anything else. Worry about y'all too. If you're feeling good right now, feel good.
Absolutely.
Don't let nobody else change that. So, you know,
preach,
saying,
preacher.
If that works for y'all, if you know, y'all having a good time, then let it be. Don't bring other stuff in there. Because that's spoiling things.
I'm all for that, right? I got one issue with it, though. If he posts everything else and not the significant other, I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
I got
yeah,
a big ass problem
I,
with
I
that.
Know.
I have a huge
number two,
problem with
that's
that.
That's real shit.
Like, if you are like, oh, this is what I ate for breakfast, mm-hmm, this is what I ate for lunch, and like your whole day, your whole life, and you, or, and we have all seen this shit on people's stories, on a date, kind of nervous, and they post just the food and like the bottom half of a nigga across from them.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
Yeah. Don't post.
Don't do that shit.
If you can't put me fully on your page, don't put
don't
shit
put me.
It.
And if you are posting about everything and you just happen to leave that person out, that's a problem for me. Because mm-hmm, that means you got some shit to hide. That's what it means to me.
Mm.
That's what I'm putting it out there. Because y'all know
like
I post.
We got mixed feelings. I'm gonna
tell you some real shit. Like, so, you know, we had Boo Boo here a couple weeks ago. My ex boo boo.
Oh, I was about to say that because
I'm for the streets.
Oh,
oh
man, I didn't even tell you that. I got some DMs about.
I know we might
get a part two on that. Joint.
Yeah, and not me too. I got some comments about her as well.
Got some DMs. They wasn't with it. They wasn't feeling nothing she was saying.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They was saying that was some bullshit.
Mm.
They said she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, I got a couple of those too. DMs like, yo. Was it
female saying it?
Yes.
They want her space. My place. Tony want to take my place. Take my place.
Yeah, it was a couple of them like, yo, she was using you, all types of shit. Like, yo, I've heard it. The last few weeks, I've heard it, yeah. But, like, so me and Boo Boo, for example, we kind of had a conversation about that. I'm like, yo, I'm not going to take your picture and you post it online and I didn't pay for the evening. I'm not gonna do that.
Oh,
see,
well, what I can
and we got
say,
pictures together.
What I can say is, I would be offense. I'd be offended.
You'd be offended.
Come on, dude.
If I'm on a vacation,
see,
and she posting everything but me. I will feel ooh, I
yeah.
probably would
well,
yeah,
yeah I understand
I,
that
I can
mm-hmm. well ask well never mind. But I'm
depend
not even
on,
go
well there. No it depends who paid too
if I paid
what? If you paid especially oh, if I oh paid. Bitch I'm going on the motherfucking Instagram
especially
if I paid for
paid.
The shit bitch you better
if I paid,
you better tag me as your motherfucking sponsor bitch
and like, you taking pictures of you and especially if I took the picture of you for
right.
you to post it and like I'm like no signs like no trace of me around. I'm going to jail in Mexico.
So what if, yeah. But what if she didn't post you, right? But then her next post was like two drinks. Like she knew you. So you, they knew that she was with
nah,
somebody.
Nah, that don't work.
That's, I would rather you just work. Leave it alone versus do some bullshit nah. like that. Or like my personal favorite, when a chick like posts, like take a picture with you and they put it online mm-hmm. and then they put the like the little
no
heart emoji on your face and shit
but
like that.
They cut your head off.
Yeah, when
they
cut your head
off. I'm a comment.
What? Like, right, exactly. Yeah. Like, you
that's
know,
me,
like,
follow
yeah.
me.
Look, it's been, take it's the been many, many a nigga that's been Wizard Kelly'd out here. Mm-hmm. We all know. We've seen it.
Yeah.
And that shit is so
seen
disrespectful.
Nigga last night.
Yeah, that shit is so disrespectful because nine times out of ten, that nigga probably paid for the date, probably mm-hmm. paid for the food, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm saying, like, if you are posting about everything on your social media,
mm-hmm.
everything includes your nigga, right. includes
you
know, your girl.
So let's flip this though, because again, I mean, both of y'all, I mean, Eric, Jimmy, and More About Nathan, they've been out the streets for a minute though, mm-hmm. right?
A long ass time.
So
streets don't even know me.
Though, right? Like y'all saying, like, if she don't post me, that's fucked up, right? Mm-hmm. But what if you actually didn't want to get posted?
That's
and she
me.
Posted you.
That's
so.
Like ah,
that's me.
Well,
me.
Like, yeah, I've been in them situations when mm-hmm. I was like for the streets, and I had. Like a close friend that thought like we were like she was it like she was it and like motherfuckers trying to post me I was like
you put a smiley face on your own
face. Like, I'm going and reporting pictures and shit. I get three of my friends like yo I need you to go to her page and report these pictures. You get like three reports to take the shit down. So yeah, I've been there though, but like never in a relationship. Like in a relationship I would never not want. Like I mean. But I do know I have a homeboy who absolutely hates social media. So yeah. He don't want him. Like when we all went out and shit playing pool and I was like, yo, bro, you mind if I post you? Like, I'm going to post it. You good with it? He was like, nah, I don't want to be on it. And I respect that. So, like, if that's the case and the nigga just don't want to be on social media because he thinks the fucking world is looking for him, I don't know. That's understandable. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. In a relationship, I would never not. No. Want my spouse to post
my
me.
My thing is, like, if the relationship don't work out, I want to be back in the streets the next day.
You don't want like, no evidence.
Well, that's different, though, like, because at your age, I know relationships
I mean,
can come and go.
I mean, like, at our age, too.
Think about like, it. Where I'm at with it, though, like, where me and you
are at. We at a completely
different
spot.
We at a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We at a completely different spot.
So that's different, but.
I think it's hilarious, though. Y'all know I'm a fucking detective online.
Yeah.
I done seen about 4 or 5 divorces coming before they happen. I seen it. I seen it coming. Mm-hmm. And I be asking people ahead of time, like, yo, you seen such and such and such and such together? Because that's something else that I always peep, right? it be some couples, they post everything together. They on vacation, they out to dinner, they doing whatever. They rebuilding furniture, random shit, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you don't see none of that shit. Exactly. And you see just one side of the guy or the girl doing some solo shit.
But that's what I get out of it. It's like, because I know how I feel after that shit happened. I'd be like, man, that look dumb as shit.
Yeah. But like, no, it's all part of life. Like,
yeah, it's part of the game, yo.
But it's just like, you guys giving a perception of like, everything's beautiful, everything's great, and then it's just over.
But the real, but like, the realist,
I just don't want people to look at my situation like that. And I think, too, is that that probably plays part into the breakup.
So you got to be honest. First of all, you got to be honest within yourself, right? And within your relationship, you got to be honest, right? Any real person understands that you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to go through some shit while you're in a relationship. But at the same time, like, and I mean, but that's the, well, overall, that's the problem with social media as it is. Like, social media, we only show you the good shit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't never show you the steps that it take to get to that shit.
Right, like girls don't post when they ain't got their wig on.
Right, yeah, exactly.
They only want to post with the hair.
That was going to be my AKA.
Right, you don't see.
I'm snatching wigs all 2021.
Yo, like you don't see that part of it. You only see the made up product when they outside and ready to go to different places or wherever they going. You don't see what it takes to get to that point. So that's the problem a lot of times that we see. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you got to be comfortable within yourself and within your situation to understand that, know that, you know, some people don't want to be on social media. Like, I know friends of mine right now, people like that, you know, I'm cool with and I work with and I know, like, they older, so they may not value social media as much as we do. And they like, fuck it, I don't have no accounts. I don't want none of that shit.
Right.
Because it's just what they where they are. Right. And some people who are our age and even younger, like even college kid age, they're like, I just don't want no parts of social media.
Right. And I think my biggest thing is that I'm pretty contrarian when it comes to like social media and stuff like that. Because like, sometimes I think people feel like they have to do these things. And then because I feel like people feel like I have to do it, then I just feel like I shouldn't do it because now I'm giving in to what you guys want me to do. So I don't know. I'm weird like that. So I apologize.
No, but you gotta do what's comfortable for you. Like, for example, like, you know, some people don't post their kids on social media. They got a big thing about that. Mm-hmm. They'll do their lives and you can see other part of their lives, but you'll never see their kids.
And then eventually when that kid get cute again, that's when they start posting them.
Sometimes it's that. Sometimes it is like just a privacy thing, though.
Some people don't post their kids. Babies, when they start, they like, I ain't posting my baby because I don't want to post. And then that kid get cute like after a couple of years, and they're like, all right, I can post.
Like, yeah, some people don't do that. Some people don't post like their relationships or what they going through, or you only see one side of it. Like, you see the funny side, the fun side, but you don't see when the motherfucker bust them upside the head. Yeah. You don't see that part.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. All right. We get into our last. We get through this pretty quickly. But it's more relationship stuff. Have you guys heard of Clubhouse? The app Clubhouse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard. Yeah. I don't want to be part. Yeah. The fans listening. Believe that.
I decided a long time ago Instagram was my last thing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I hopped on Clubhouse recently, and it's very interesting because like you get a lot of different perspectives on it. And that's what I like. I love perspective. I love hearing other people's, you know, reason of why they do different things, right?
I agree.
And a topic came up that I thought that we should talk about because, you know, when I heard it, I was just like, oh shit, I think everybody can relate to this. And I think this is good for our listeners also. So on Clubhouse, they were talking about relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a young man brought up, you know, have you ever, you know, created a safe space with your significant other, right? Where they feel like they can tell you anything. And they could be completely comfortable with telling you anything, and they told you something, and that shit turned you off.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
yes.
And you know, and it just, and that topic came up, and again, it was a lot of women in this thing, it was a lot of men in there, and it was something that all the men, you know, kind of clapped about because again, it was something that everybody can relate to, right? Because I think we always want to have a relationship where, you know, or society tells us that we should always have a relationship where each partner should feel completely comfortable telling the other partner everything. So my question is that real? Is that the reality?
Not today with these psychopaths.
I mean, yo, you gotta have a sense of, you gotta be real with your partner, right? Well, like, I feel in my opinion, this
is real is different than telling everything.
No.
Because real is saying I can't tell them this because this shit is not good to tell somebody.
I mean, so I feel like this, right? Like, you have to have in your partnership, you have to have that level of understanding. You got to your
empathy, right?
Yeah, your relationship should be a safe space, right? But at the same time, I do understand, like, I mean, everybody's different. So what you may value, somebody else may not value. What you may feel is important, somebody else may not feel important, right? Like, and again, even going back to the previous episode, like, we had an understanding. We could talk about different things. Now, some of the shit she said, I may not necessarily agree with, but I get it. She was venting. She was sharing with me because she felt like that I was in that particular space. But yeah, I've definitely had some instances.
Anybody
where...
want to tell the story? Anybody want to tell something?
Anybody want to say something? I got multiple. Uh-oh. I got multiple.
And look, you're still young, so nigga, the stories ain't even good yet.
These young kids out here, they right. wild.
Look, you still at the wild. Beginning.
Reckless. I mean, for one instance, you know, I'm the type of person, I want to get to know you like the core. I get asked a lot of questions. Past, future.
That's how you always fail, right there. Mm-hmm.
that's how you make you feel like you love them when you do shit like that.
Oh my god.
Oh, so you out here toxic ass,
right? Toxic ass nigga.
Toxic kid. Mm-hmm. God
I'm
damn.
From the Husky Young. Oh.
See, I learned from the toxic Teddy Bear.
Well, first of all, at this stage, I don't ask a lot of questions.
That's bad, though.
No, I don't ask a lot of questions, but I ask the right ones.
Hey. You think so? How's that been working out for you, though? See?
I mean, I...
And this what's the right questions? Because, right. You really need to get
are
in.
Are you single? Yes. Like, are you fucking? Right. Are you clean?
But not... Like,
yo, this would be so...
You really need to get into... Are you down with plan B? What's up?
Yo,
but you really got to get into, like, their history, like... Did you have an okay childhood?
Yes, you have to.
Like,
no, real.
What's your relationship with your father?
Yeah,
like, listen, you have to. And that's some real
you
shit.
Can't,
like,
you can't compete with an absent father and a girl trying to replace it. Like, you'll never win.
You'll never win that battle. You have to. Like, and again, I guess it goes back to what you're trying to accomplish with this particular woman. But, yo, you have to ask those questions. Like, what's your relationship with your parents? Matter of fact, what's your relationship with your dad? Like, your mother? Like, how do you value relationships? Like, you know, is anybody in your family married? Like, if they not married, why they not married? Like, you have to dig deep in those situations because, yo, like, people bring in a lot of baggage. And I hate to put this out there, but, you know, Brother Man and I had a conversation.
Oh, shit.
Brother Man, like, wait, how'd I get dragged into this?
Where is it my name?
Yo, we had a conversation based off of the first episode. And it was like, yo, and based off of the feedback that he got and some that I got, it was like, yo, a lot of people just don't know what a positive relationship is. And it's sad. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's all these different things, yo. But, like, literally a lot of people don't know what a positive relationship is. So, yo, you have to, you got to dig deep and ask those questions. Like, you got to be like, yo, listen, like, what's your relationship like with your father? And do you know who your father is? Like, you know, shit like that. And it may seem kind of fucked up, but you got to ask because that shit trickles into your romantic relationships if you don't realize it.
So what kind of things, I mean, we don't got to tell the story, but what kind of things that somebody confided in you that you was like, man, fuck, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Body count.
Body count. No, not body count. Situation of the body count.
I was thinking something related to that, too. I had one chick told me one time that she was, like, fucking around and found out she had an STD. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. And literally, then, and mind you,
literally, this you story, can leave.
this story that you told me was like a long ass time ago before I started messing with it, but I was just like, ew.
Yeah. that's happened. See? Or
these are things that you just don't gotta tell me.
Like, or chick told me like she had a threesome with two niggas, and I'm like, well, that's not really a threesome, that's a train. Right, that's it. Right, and then in my mind, every time I would see, I'd be like, choo choo. Like, yo, but that's for real. Like, yo.
So let me ask you this, though. So after she told you this, what was your vibe, though? Like, was it like, I'm going to leave her alone, or I'm not taking her as serious as I was before?
Oh, yeah. She lost all the seriousness at that point. Like, and unfortunately, like, and I felt bad, but, like, I mean, I still hit her. But,
I bet you will. Other people. That time, though.
Yeah, let's try the new train.
But it was just like, yeah, it was like, yeah, sorry, sweetheart. This is only going to go to a certain point.
Mm.
But so when this chick told me this, right, I was like, whoa. And the worst part is that, you know, me at the person that I am, I listen to her, and you know, and I felt like I listened to her the way she needed me to. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm so happy like that I can just tell you things and blah blah blah. But in my mind, I'm just like, this is the last conversation we're gonna have. Like, I was like, this is the last one, because it just completely turned me off to this person, because I seen her as a one way, and I get that people, everybody has baggage, everybody has history, everybody does these different things, but from the story that she told me, I'm just like, yo, you kind of dumb. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Like, that's stupid.
Or you meet someone, and then you talk to them, like, at that moment, and they're like, okay, cool. So you exchange numbers and stuff. But then when you actually have, like, or try to have an intellectual conversation with them, and the shit just falls apart, you like,
What did I get myself into?
Yeah, you're like, nah, I'm good. Like, this shit ain't going to work.
Right. So, but yeah, man, it's been really rough out here. So, my question too is, you know, how do you proceed when someone does tell you something that, you know, that turns you completely off? Do you have like a boundaries conversation? Do you have?
Yes, I think it's important. You gotta let them know. Like, so I've said to people I talk to, I don't want to know about certain situations. I don't, like, you can just keep it to yourself. Like, I don't want to know.
So what you don't know won't hurt you?
Don't
ask, don't tell.
But no, like, for example, okay. So there's one, so somebody I was talking to, like, you know, she always liked to talk about her baby daddy and shit.
Oh, no.
And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Like, I really don't, like, and it's bad to say, but at the same time, I just, like, I don't care. Like, you can go ahead and keep that to yourself. I don't, and so I had to tell her, I don't want to hear about it. Because at the end of the day, one is none of my business, and two,
right? I get that. I feel that.
I don't care. Like, and I don't want to mean. I don't mean it to hurt your feelings, nothing like that. But yo, certain shit, like, especially where we are and what we trying to do, like, it's not for me at this point. Like, now if we get together, and you know, the nigga like not trying to come pick up his kids so we can go out, some shit like that. Like, that's something different. But in this part, like, yo, I just met you like 2 weeks ago. I don't care about your baby daddy acting up. That's none of my problem. That's not my problem. That's yours.
I feel it though, but it's funny that you just said it out there like that. I mean, they gotta hear it like that.
Yeah, too. You gotta be real. Like, you gotta have, like I said, listen, you know, here's the thing, boom, boom, boom. And like, so like sometimes, you know, people ask about your family, like, until I'm ready to open that door and give you the invite to come in, like, you're never gonna hear that from me. Like, I don't share intimate details about my family and
until we're intimate.
Yeah, until we are in the intimate space where like it goes down. Like, I mean, not just like us fucking, but
no,
until, like, we connect on that level. Like, I don't share shit about my family.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you brought that up too, because I don't want to get into that too. It's like, have you ever been that person that said too much in a relationship where you like, I shouldn't have said that shit?
I think everything is due in due time.
I never did. I know that's one of my issues. I hold shit in a lot,
mm-hmm.
and not because of lack of trust, or not to try to my reason for holding shit in is because people can't relate to it. Like, the worst thing you could do to me, right, is if I confide in you and I'm really going through something, and you tell me like, oh, it's gonna be okay. And you don't,
it's not
like,
that bad.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's like me telling, like, God forbid, if one of my friends come to me and they lost their mother, right? And I'm trying to hug them and, like, you know, it's going to be all right. Everything going to be cool. Who am I to tell them that when I still have my mother? I don't know. Oh, yeah. I know what you feel, and I know it might seem like this. I don't know. You know what I mean? So that, like, most of the shit that I go through, especially my job is the most that get to me, right? So I can't come home and confine to my boo-boo or just any, like, period, any family members, and they could tell me it's gonna be like, they don't know, like, the dreams I have, the shit I see. So that's why I keep shit to myself, because it's like, who are you to tell me that shit's gonna be okay, or how you gonna tell me how to fix what I'm going through, or how to not think of it when you don't go through this shit. You ain't gotta live this shit. You ain't gotta have these visions in your head that the shit you see, you know what I mean? Right, so that's why I keep the shit to myself.
I mean, I think you also gotta, so, and I totally understand, like, where you come from with that. Because, you know, even, like, you know, me being a teacher and being in education.
What like, were you? What
some,
what are you?
So some people.
You're an educator? What do you educate, if you don't mind me asking?
Is it math?
So, like, some people don't understand the struggle that we go through.
As what?
As educators. They don't understand the struggle. Like, people say it like, okay, well, all you do is get up and don't see the backstory that comes into this. You don't see us taking on some of the kids' problems. Like, literally, while we're sitting here recording, two of my students text me just now. And I'm off, technically, right. But to them, they need my assistance. Right. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right. So, you know what I mean? But, a parent figure, period, sometimes.
Yeah, and you transition into that role oftentimes, especially, and it's not even with a kid that, you know, maybe have both of their parents, but sometimes they look to you differently, mm-hmm. and, you know, you kind of go and you slide into that route of being a parent figure or a father figure or, you know, a mentor, whatever the case may be. So this job is more than just teaching. You know, so we really oftentimes, you know, people, I may joke around and I say, fuck them kids. But somebody that I've talked to before took that shit personal and took it literal. Like, you shouldn't be doing that job then if you feel that way. And it's not, I don't feel that way. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm saying, fuck them kids. I'm just joking or I'm blowing off steam. But they took it literally. Like, well, you shouldn't be doing that job. You say, fuck them kids. Like, nah, yo, just in this moment, the motherfuckers got on my nerves. And
fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them for this moment. Like, yeah. I still love them.
You probably said, fuck that job, too.
Yeah. Like, the same way you say,
about
fuck
every
your
day.
Job. Right? The same way you say, fuck your job, the same way I feel for this moment. I still love him.
Right.
But I got to, for this moment, they pissed me off, so I got to get it out.
I always say, fuck them kids, but I'll be the first one to jump for them. Got a shot glass that say FDK.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? I said, shit, but like, it's still like I'm the one that's going to jump for the motherfucking kids.
True that. So, last question before we roll out of here. Again, like I said, how do we keep that healthy balance of knowing, you know, what we should say and what we shouldn't say?
Make it known early. Like, mm-hmm. let your significant other know what you expect. And ask them what they expect. Like, if you don't want to hear that they was whatever they've been through, if you don't want to hear it, like, then explain it to them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Communication at the end of the day. Yes. Communication.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, Jimmy hit one. Right there.
Yo,
hit it on here right there.
I don't even know about clothes. I'm drunk, y'all.
I got a little fucked up myself.
But yeah, man, but shout out to all the people out there that's confiding in their significant other and telling them too much, because, you know, it takes a real person to go out and tell people that you hoes and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and you telling the person that you want to be with for the rest of your life, and you risk it all. You risk it.
That shit remind me of the dude on Instagram, Skinny Head. So what's the crazy thing you ever did? All right, one time I fucked in a movie theater. What's the crazy thing? One time I fucked the whole football team. Get the fuck!
Risking it all just so you can have a little bit of comfort in your relationship. So let's roll out of here, man. Grown man, let's tell them about the social media, because I can't do anything right now.
Yo, this nigga drunk, but it's all good though.
Take a picture of me in my cup too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We got new pictures coming real soon. But shout out to everybody that's listening. We appreciate you.
I'm drinking 32 ounces of liquor tonight.
Yo, this nigga not gonna make it to the Ravens game.
I'm gonna try.
Yo, but shout out to everybody that's listening. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. We promise to keep up with the great content that's coming. This nigga, he has his new cup, so he's very excited about it. But yeah, follow us.
What did it say? Humble host, right?
Enough of humble at all.
I'm not humble.
No. Fuck.
Yeah,
no.
Fuck y'all. Fuck all of you. All four of y'all. Oh, three of y'all. My bad.
But yeah, Shadow, thank you for listening. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, drunk_words
right
_
here. On my cup.
Sober, yes. Sober _thoughts _. We appreciate it. Right, then nigga drunk. All right. We appreciate y'all for listening. Even just in the last couple of weeks, our streams have almost doubled in the last couple
worldwide.
Of weeks. So we appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
We're worldwide.
Definitely. You know, we jumping up. We close to 5,000 streams. So we appreciate y'all. And we want to keep it going. So let us know what you think. Always jump in our DMs, our comments, all that good stuff. We appreciate y'all. And back to our host.
Back to me? Yes.
The humble one.
The humble one. Anybody else got anything?
Yeah, let's do a shout out. Like, literally. Mm-hmm. A shot to go out.
to leave the show.
Yo, let me get some of that Casamigos. Hold on, everybody. We ain't gonna try to hit no dead end out here. But, right, yeah. But yeah, we about to take this shot out here. Let's shout out
and shout out our listeners too. Yeah, let's shout out. Also,
Trav. Yeah, tell Average Jimmy, can you tell them about Trav?
Yeah, so OSO Trav or Trav Fitness on Instagram. He actually just became a certified personal trainer, and he is now accepting new clients.
Right.
Well,
the world's strongest nigga.
Official.
Official. Like, he did, like, that's the thing I admire about Trav, because he's passionate about it, and he put
that the time lifts cars in. Up. Like, right.
he the world's strongest nigga.
Put the time in to actually learn the ins and out of it. So he's not just a dude that's trying to get money from
you. Oh, so he ain't just out there telling niggas to lift weights and drink Hennessy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he not out there saying, like, I'm in a gym, just come and follow me and pay me and do what I do. Literally, he knows the ins and outs of it. So definitely follow my man if you need a personal trainer. He do, he can give you meal prep plans. He can give you fitness tips. He can work out. He can work you out. He can do it all. So definitely pause. Cause I mean, you know,
I get what you were saying, but yeah.
But,
pause.
But
shout out, see, my man.
I need a free workout, nigga.
No, you need multiple, nigga.
Trav, I love you, nigga. Y'all be your first client, yo.
See, Trav is getting me fucked up, because I thought if I lift weights and drink Hennessy, I would be as strong as he was. But that shit didn't work out.
Don't work out like that.
Yeah, my stomach just got bigger.
His fitness page is Trav_fitness. That's TRAV_FITNESS. Go check him out. You know, and get a quote from him. He's doing free consultations right now, and he's doing the free first session too.
Oh, he's doing free consultations.
Right. Yeah. Holler at me, nigga. So I need to holler at him.
And you know, let's. I mean, it ain't too late to start the
anybody
year.
Anybody got any other black businesses that you want to shout out real fast?
Shout out Favorite Clothing Company.
Your favorite clothing line. Shout out them.
Shout out T-Moss Customs.
Shout out, My man got my kayak stickers right. You heard me.
Hey.
Look, shout out Powerhouse Fitness. Always Working, Average Day Job, The Superiors, all of that. Go ahead.
Hey, I Glam Beauty Bar. Shout out.
Yo, we not doing your side. Yo, I mean, no.
Yo,
I'm sorry, I'm drunk. Look, all you gotta do is blame it on.
Oh
the
yeah,
drunk
shout
nigga.
Out, shout out, Just Locks by EB too.
Hey,
my boo boo do the four locks for you.
So close.
For the women, if y'all want the four locks and all the like scruffy looking whatever the other short was called, she do them shit
in the show.
We gotta go. Hold on. Yes.
We gotta go.
But shout out to
iGlam
though.
All right. We took out shot to roll out of here. Everybody say peace.
Peace.
Hold on. Everybody say peace.
Peace.